You got a plan? Does anybody got a plan you want to start with? Or
well, I mean,
like to get it done
there's
quick?
Two things. I think that overall, through this whole process, we probably, I think Sheila mentioned it to Bob yesterday, which was we probably need to have a sit-down work session on the abatement process. But I think, in talking to Bob, we want the BOE got members to be part of that. So we may do that for the next BOE session. Because I think, isn't BOE involved in the abatement? I mean, there's two things. What do we do in the future, and what do we do right now? And so that was part of the conversation. I'd rather hold the work session to a later time if we need to.
Okay.
But specific to this, I don't. I mean, I have some thoughts, but I'm open.
Okay.
I don't understand it that way at all.
Okay.
The way I understand it is that the commission, after it's reached this point, that the commission makes the decision.
Well, the issue that...
To waive fees and penalties, yes.
Right. And what I understood, we Justin Gage was in, and we talked this out, and we made a motion that if he would pay so-and-so, then and we waived the fees and interest.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
That was a done deal. And
correct.
Sheila came, was it Monday, I guess, with some...
So if he came in to pay, there'd be no problem. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, come here to Sheila and James, and why don't you sit here, I'll share a mic with that one.
I guess one way to get started would be, and I visited with Justin just a little bit, what was our motion, what we decided, was it that he would pay all of the Hollister Town Plaza bill without any fees and interest, and that'd be the end of it.
Is that what we said? Our motion was if it's paid in its entirety by a certain timeline.
Into September.
Right.
Right.
Now, he said he was going to go to back to Cody's and get their portion. But
that's his problem.
That's his problem. But the motion, what I believe, was if it's all paid, we waive the fees and... Is that correct, Bob?
Waive the fees and penalties is what your motion was.
If it's paid by a certain date and he was aware.
And he... there's one parcel of property. A courtesy split is just a courtesy. It has no legal effect as far as the collector. She can't say, for instance, okay, you're paid, you're completely paid, and yours won't go to tax sale, but this other portion of the property that wasn't legally split off, it can go to tax sale. No, it's the whole property. So the whole property,
the whole parcel,
has to be paid.
So the motion we made sounds like a good motion that the whole bill has to be paid before the fees and interest would be waived. Mm-hmm. I had a question after the meeting the first time when he was here,
mm-hmm.
and I have a concern that if he does that, there may be more taxes paid than was actually due. But
you should have
that
brought
didn't
that
seem
up
to be a problem. So
yeah.
That wasn't a concern because he didn't bring it up.
I asked him specifically if he was satisfied, you know, there may be other issues. Are you satisfied with this? And he said yes.
And he was.
And I explained that to him on the phone, that was my concern, that if he did pay that whole bill, which ends, anyway, we're no longer talking about $28,789.69,
mm-hmm.
that actually there would be more taxes paid than possibly was due, but James would have to clarify that if we wanted to go there.
Right, but he was, I mean, what James said, what Justin said, he was satisfied with the amount. He was just strictly talking about the interest and fees.
He'd still be coming out ahead.
Okay. Well, because of the interest and,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In talking to Justin, just whenever it was, a couple of days ago, I'm not certain that he's expecting to pay all of that he's maybe expecting, and hear me clear, I'm saying maybe, I'm not
right.
sure I understood him correctly, that he's planning on using the $1,911 that was paid by Cody's
mm-hmm.
toward fulfilling the
$28,000. Okay.
Well, so if, well, do we need to go there at all, or do we need to leave our motion just as it is?
He has to pay
the $28,000 some way.
He gets to use whatever Cody paid toward the taxes on the entire parcel. Whatever's left still has to be paid or the parcel's taxes aren't paid. The only thing that's waived is the fees and interest.
So okay. The official appraisal then was both of those, is that correct?
The official assessment was for that parcel. A courtesy split has no legal effect.
So yeah, let's start with the original number. Is that the kind of the first question we've got, Sheila?
The original number for lot 2, he got a tax bill mm-hmm. in October in the amount of $28,000 with the assessed value. I believe the assessor agrees with this, that the assessed value that was on it was the assessed value that he meant to be for lot 1 and lot 2, but the tax bill was only for lot 2. And then Cody's got a tax bill for lot 1, and I've got the tax book here where I was charged. But if we would have, at that time, if we would have known about it, he would have come forth, and if the assessor agreed that assessed value on his original tax bill was too high, then there would just been an abatement written, it would went through BOE, and the collector's books would have been adjusted accordingly.
There's lot 1 and lot 2, correct?
Yes, sir. Lot okay. 1 and lot 2.
And there's two assessments made for lot 1 and lot 2.
And what were the assessments for lot 1 and lot 2?
What do you want, the dollar figure or the assessed amount?
Here's your original tax book. It's charged right here, lot 1 and lot 2.
James, you were saying what Justin owes, you have that figure?
Yes, I had to figure what he owes, and it is not the full amount. He should get the reduction of the 11.
The 1911?
The 1911, which would leave him owing $26,877.82. Which would leave Cody owing him $6,563.87. And the full tax bill would be paid in no quarrels. When we did the courtesy split, we were assuming everybody was going to do what they said they would do.
No.
Not
there. Okay, so.
Well, but if the courtesy split was done on the parcel, there was still another parcel out there. Lot 1 was already charged.
Okay.
The full amount.
No, lot 1 was charged $34,800 assessed value when the books were closed.
So?
So
simple
if the
math, minus an addition, and clear the both tax bills.
Can't do it that way. It has to go through the Board of Equalization for lot 1.
No, it doesn't. When the County Commission makes a ruling on taxes, I have never written an abatement on taxes. I've written abatements on assessments. But never on taxes. This occurred about, and I'm not going to reference it, 2 or 3 years ago, and that I did not write the adjustment the collector made.
Okay. It's I not taxes we're talking, it's assessed value.
What don't you understand, Bob?
I don't understand what you just said.
I didn't either.
I did not write an abatement on a piece of property where the county commission took over and waived penalties and interest on another project here in Taney County. I do not write abatements on that. That's taxation, where they set the taxes.
Well, we're not setting the taxes, I don't think, James. We're just relieving the penalties.
If you want an abatement road, I'll write one. If that's what it takes to fix this mathematics.
Well, we need to fix it, but the tax was set in 2007 for 2007 and 2008, and it may have been changed in 2008 or not, but there was a tax that was to be paid on lot 1 and lot 2 in 2008. Lot 1 will have a tax and lot 2 will have a tax, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did you do the courtesy split on, lot 1 or lot 2?
Whatever Justin says.
Lot 2. So we're talking about lot 2 when we're talking about courtesy splits and what Cody's owes. But lot 1, if there was nothing sold off, there's no courtesy split there. And if who belongs to lot 1? Who's lot 1 belong to?
Cody's, right?
Cody's.
We're assuming there's a deed of trust right now on it, and we don't have a clue that long.
I have the warranty deed here that was the reason that in 08 each got the right parcel number. August 21st of 07 is when Hollistertown Plaza deeded lot 2 to Cody's Convenience Store, and based upon that deed, the assessor's office gave each a mapping number
here's
for 2008.
Here's the point. If there's a tax that's due on lot 1 and a tax due on lot two. The collector just collects whatever that amount is on each lot. Collects the amount on lot one, collects the amount on lot two, unless the BOE or somebody changes the amount that she's charged with collecting. Correct? I mean, is that a correct statement?
That's correct. But the county commission set the taxes Monday, not with the BOE.
We didn't set taxes.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Just penalties and interest.
All we did is relieve the interest.
Right.
But you're saying we set the taxes. What do you mean by that?
Well, basically set the payment. You guys set the payment Monday. The BOE didn't do it.
I think they just waived the penalties and interest.
But only what we set was what was charged, and we took off the fees and interest.
And if I'm not mistaken, we were totally talking about lot two in that whole conversation. So we didn't adjust the assessed value or the taxation value. We just waived the interest and penalties on lot two.
Is there a greater problem here that needs to be dealt with?
I guess I can write an abatement down to that $26,877 and it can go through a BOE hearing.
I don't think we're going to go through a BOE hearing when that is not the process that we've used in the past on eliminating the
penalties and interest.
We've already waived the penalties and interest. That's
okay,
done.
That's fine. And that's what we do as a county commission. We do not go through a BOE process that is back in
last year.
Yeah.
So I guess, make sure I understand, since there was two lots and there wasn't a BOE process, the collector is going to have to collect the $28,789 on lot two and the $19,011 on lot one. That's your job, is to collect what was assessed.
Unless the BOE lowers the assessed value to change the collector's books.
She's not collecting any fees and penalties. She's just not doing that.
Now, lot one is paid. Lot one is paid.
So lot two is what we're talking about. And unless we go with the BOE process to lower it below the $28,000, that's what's due.
Okay, lot two belongs to Cody's?
Justin Akers.
And what they're saying is that
lot two belongs to Hollistertown Plaza.
Some of the value of one lot was incorrectly put on the other lot, is what they're saying. And that needs to be fixed in addition to the waiver of the fees and penalties. And I knew that there was another issue, and I asked Justin when he was standing here on that Friday, that's good enough for you. I don't know that he understood, but I asked him, that's all you want? You want the fees and penalties? And he said yes. But if there's another problem that needs to be fixed...
The commission can't...
I got an idea. James, the way I looked at this was... The lot two was value 524,030 for 07, and that was all paid. Then in 08, lot two shows that same value, 524,030, and then there's a new number for lot one.
The land value. Yeah.
Which is 34,800.
Yes.
And what my concern was, and I'll let Justin know, was what I guessed, what I figured, was that 34,800 should have been pulled out of the 524,030 for 08, and that didn't happen.
Administrative split.
Let me finish,
okay.
If I could, please.
All right.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay. So if that's the case, the true value should have been 524,030 minus 34,800 408.
Sure.
So, but because the collector has to collect what I just heard, unless the BOE changes it, you could write an abatement for cutting that 524 down to 34,800 like it should have been.
No, not that.
Let me finish, James. In the next BOE, you ask us to reduce that value, could we do a refund?
We can change.
In other words, Justin, Cody's, whoever, could not take credit for that 1911 that was paid at today, but after the BOE met, a refund could be done. How about that? Is that an idea?
They could pay the split just like it was done.
What I'm hearing is for today to get the...
If you do the refund,
they would have to pay the split that we were requested to do on December 21st.
Which would be the whole bill that's
which we was expecting that to happen when we wrote it.
But if it was assessed to two properties, I discussed this. I discussed it with both of you yesterday. We discussed that it could be a double assessment. Lot one was assessed, and lot two was assessed with the same value given the split. So it's really a double assessment, which is falls into that category of erroneous payment, double assessments that you can correct in the BOE. So you can correct it in the BOE if we know the amount, and it'll take care of that situation. But that's in addition to the fees and penalties that you've already waived.
So
that's
really
a different issue.
Ultimately, though, because of the way it's not been approved for BOE, Justin, the representative for Hollister Town Plaza, needs to pay the entire tax bill and then get a refund once the abatement's been written and approved.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that right, Bob? And that's what you're saying.
It can work three or four ways. It's not an impossible.
That's one way of working it.
Every time this happened last year, when we discovered when the splits was done, you just simply write an abatement, lower the value of the parent down, and add it on to the second one. You know, during the tax year, that's what you did.
Sure, that's what I did, but there wasn't a tax bill paid. When they paid the tax bill on December 31st, it changed the rules. Because if I abate, Hollister Town Plaza down to what they truly owed for 08, we lose the building off of Lot 2 because they don't have to pay it. I know how the game is played.
We just got to make sure that everything's going to get paid.
Right.
Justin?
That's where I was at.
I spoke to Joe in fairness to that with CRW Properties, and they're immediately, up on phone call, they're willing to make that payment. So that, and that was a concern James and I had that maybe they don't pay, but they will pay, and I can go pick a check up today from them for the balance that they owe, which is about $6,500 if that abatement occurred that way.
That's my concern on writing a standard abatement. Right. We would lose the building.
I could get that check if you wanted to go that direction. I could assure the commission that before the abatement was approved, I could have the check here from Cody's.
Can I read something?
Sure.
On September 4th, the motion was made and voted to waive the penalties and interest if paid by September 30th, 09, after which Justin Gage said, "I am ready to stroke a check if the penalties and interest are waived." He then said, "I can immediately call Cody's when we leave here and pick up a check Tuesday morning and bring our check in next week, and we will be done with this."
So that's what we're saying we're going to do. And
we're still in agreement with that. I just want to make sure that, if we have to pay the $28,000 to resolve this and then wait for BOE, it's not my favorite thing to do. If it's the only way to do it, I'm willing. If you guys would like us to pick a check up from Cody's, to assure the county that they will receive the difference if
we can't mark it paid unless the full amount that's the full amount at the time is paid.
Right.
So it'd have to be the full amount, and then the BOE would help you out, or maybe not.
Yeah.
But
the process is the process.
It's just math.
Yeah.
It's just simple math. The whole tax bill is going to be paid.
Right.
I can guarantee you Justin's willing to pay the whole tax bill. It's just simple math on how it gets done.
And we're flexible. The only statement I want to make is, with money being tied, I would prefer to do the abatement and just pick Cody's check up and bring my check in and be done. But if I got to wait,
it's BOE meeting.
What we need is the assessor and the collector to work with Justin to get what it is, and maybe even the clerk to get to the BOE what it is the BOE needs to do and get him paid, and we're done with it.
I think it's October the 14th.
14th? Okay.
Not sure of that. But
we could always just move the motion back to October 15th and...
You can make another motion.
We can just modify the motion. That way he can get the check to the abatement, and there's not the big... You see what I'm saying? The biggest thing we've got right now is the September 30th, not meshing with the BOE abatement process. Is that true?
Hold on. You need to get this done before October 14th, though, don't you?
Yeah, and I mean...
He's got a closing. That's the other problem.
Right.
It's not just BOE not meeting.
I've got a closing Tuesday of next week on the plaza to sell it.
He needs to pay the full amount and whatever BOE does to give him the refund on the double assessment.
With that timeline, the only thing you can do is pay the whole amount, Justin, and then the abatement's going to refund.
Because, I mean, in essence, the 1911, unfortunately, I'm going to just carry that for a couple months until I get, because it's really, in my mind, it's Cody's money that they owe.
Wasn't on the tape, you said Come and Go or something had paid the 1911.
Come and Go bought Cody's out.
Okay.
They bought it out, but I want to make sure we're extremely clear after speaking with Joe. Cody's mm-hmm. owns all the property. There was no deed transacted. They're just a lease tenant in that building, mm-hmm. Come and Go. So I did clarify that, you know, as of last week and today. So there's no deed transpired. CRW Properties, Cody still owns the real estate, the building, the dirt.
Okay.
They just mm-hmm. simply sold.
They leased the operation.
They just leased the operation. So that was.
So we do understand that we're going to have an abatement written by.
We're going to correct the double assessment, but in the meantime, he's going to have to pay the double assessment.
Pay the whole amount.
Just pay it. We'll write a double assessment abatement. It'll be cool on everybody.
And the 14th, you get a refund. We'll have a refund.
All right. I can do that. And I apologize for not catching that. And again, if it, you know, Commissioner Pennell and everybody, I mean, I just wanted to pay the $20,300 that I owe in the plaza, and that's
right.
What I've tried to get. But I appreciate everyone helping.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
And like I said, if ever you have a problem with the tax bill, when we mail it out to you, just call our office. And
oh, I understand we'll the process back. Precisely at this juncture.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Learning experience.
Okay.
All right. How about it's sort of an emergency motion to approve signing the HPRP contract.
The HPRP
after
contract,
Bob takes
contingent upon my review because
it needs, what's different about it?
There's nothing different about it. It's just something they sent down that they said the state needs.
Okay.
We've approved the HPRP grant, but I haven't reviewed the contract. I've never seen it before.
Okay,
but it has to go out now.
It's the contract versus the grant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right. So
and it's,
Chuck needs to sign it this afternoon after I review it.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
I'll second that motion.
After Bob says it's okay.
After Bob's review, I'll throw the motion.
Okay.
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Now
go.
Recess.
Oh, now it's the golden corral. Recess. Golden corral.
Yeah,
those want to go corral.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Are you coming right back?
I'll come back, yeah.
No, I didn't want to say it. Are you coming right back?
Coming right back.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Can I bum ride? Or you want to ride with me? I don't need everybody driving a different rig all the way over.
You can stay with me.
Yes, Miss Reporter.
Unless you'd rather drive.
I'll